USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie in Western New York has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for quite some time. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also sparked a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. Mary Riley, a server at the pub, told WRC-TV that it was pure panic.
I was at the table talking to some regulars that come in, and we all heard a bang, an explosion, so we all just turned around, and I just saw all the debris coming towards the back of the pub.
Eight people were taken to the hospital. Four of them were in critical condition. Six other victims were treated at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Colorado colleague Lauren Boebert are at least a couple of House Republicans publicly questioning the search warrant executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. That warrant was unsealed by a federal judge on Friday. Greene says Trump is being persecuted politically, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. FBI agents retrieved some 11 sets of documents with varying degrees of security on them. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected that he violated the Espionage Act. The family of a soldier who was killed at Fort Hood near Killeen, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier a couple years ago. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit says that she told family that she didn't want to report the incidents fearing retaliation, her family looking for $35 million in damages. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A stage collapse in Europe has turned deadly.
One person is dead and more than a dozen others were injured when a stage collapsed at a music festival in Spain on Saturday. Authorities saying it happened when a strong gust of wind hit the Medusa Festival near Valencia on the country's eastern coast. The Spanish Civil Guard telling CNN that a 22-year-old man died as a result of the collapse. About 50,000 people were attending the event, which has been suspended until further notice. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Anne Heche remains on life support and under evaluation for organ donation after a fiery crash last week that led to her brain death. Family and friends have been mourning Heche since her family announced earlier this week that she was not expected to survive the accident. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked the court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home in April at age 76. Her daughter Ashley previously said her mother killed herself. Mississippi will end its participation in the federal pandemic rental assistance program. The state still has $130 million to run the program, but Governor Tate Reeves said earlier this month that once his state finishes processing remaining claims, the leftover money will be returned to the U.S. Treasury. The last day to apply for assistance is next Monday. I'm Kenneth Byrne.